This is Financially Fit with Coach Hill, the podcast dedicated to helping you master your finances by coaching you how to train your money like a pro athlete trains for success. I'm Coach Hill, your go-to personal finance expert and money coach to the NFL. I have helped thousands of people over the last 15 years master their money and take control of their lifestyle. Let's talk travel. I get a lot of questions from my listeners about what travel looks like for me. I travel between 125 to 200,000 miles a year on an airplane, and I usually do that across several carriers. Working with the NFL, I travel to all the different teams I serve. So that can entail a flight a week. Sometimes I am at five different teams in 1 week. So I spend a lot of time in the air, probably more than I would like. And I want to give you some tips, whether you travel a lot or not. These tips are all about how you can travel hack and keep your money in your pocket, because I'm all about living the lifestyle without spending a ton of money. I want to dive into five very easy free things you can do. And I said that free 99, they are free, that you can do to improve your travel experience, earn travel perks, and even if you're not a frequent flyer, get free flights. So I'm here to give you all the details. Let me give you a little background on why I put so many miles on an airplane every year and how I've come to these tips so you understand the credibility and where that's coming from. I have lived on the West Coast my entire life. I have traveled to every part of this country, and I figured out a few ways to maximize my travel while earning points and hotel room stays all for free, most of which can be done even if you travel once or twice a year. Now, being on the West Coast, I do fly with Alaska Airlines as much as I possibly can because I have status on that airline and I've been flying with them for literally a decade. But the other airlines that I partner with and fly with are Delta, United, and American. American and Alaska have a partnership. I'll talk about that in a minute. United, I've flown. They're not my favorite airline. I like Delta a little bit better, but Delta doesn't go everywhere I fly. Picking your airline is crucial. It's based on where you live, who flies out of the airport closest to you, and then what travel perks they offer. So let's start with airlines. Tip number one, enrolling in an airline program, it's free. One, you get free miles every time you travel, but you can also get miles on money you spend on a credit card. But let's go back to the free miles, free sign up. Even if you do not travel often, signing up for the airline that you would most frequently travel out of where you live will allow you to gather points every time you fly. And 9 times out of 10, read the fine print, the points do not expire. So you can use those points towards buying a flight, another flight somewhere else, upgrading to business class or first class. So yes, you can actually use those points you accumulate to upgrade your seat. You can also pay for Wi-Fi and in-flight food using those miles. Those miles can be used for a myriad of things based on how many you've accumulated and how often you fly. Now let's talk about miles towards seat upgrades. This is a good one. I get a lot of questions about this. Every airline allows you to upgrade your seat, whether you pay cash or use miles. If you've accumulated enough miles, you can actually go into most airline apps and simply upgrade your seat. Super, super simple. They deduct the miles from your account and off you go. If you're using it for Wi-Fi or in-flight purchases, every airline has a different way of that exchange. So you just have to check and see 24 hours before your flight what you need to do. And then, of course, booking flights. Super simple. You have the app on your phone, or at least you should, for that airline you're flying, because that's where you're going to store all your mileage, flight histories, all that good stuff. It's all housed right under your free program enrollment. So you'll get an airline number, you'll have a sign-in, all the normal things with all the apps we use every day. Then you will be able to see how many miles you have and how you can utilize those points. So my suggestion to anyone who's going to travel even once a year, pick your airline. What airline flies out of the airport you are going to be using, and where do you want to go? Where is that airline going to take you? Look at what partners they have. So American and Alaska are partners, which means if I fly on American Airlines, I actually get points towards my status on Alaska. Talk about that in a minute. But looking at where you're flying the most and how much it's going to cost will help you determine your airline partner. Then enroll in their free mileage program and start racking up those miles when you fly. Very simple, very easy, and free. That's tip number one. Mileage credit cards is tip number two. For the airline that you travel the most, looking at their mileage program cards can be very, very helpful. Again, where you live matters, and what airline you're hubbed at for your home base is very, very important. So I'm going to use Alaska Airlines as the example because that's who I fly 150,000 miles a year. Alaska Airlines hubs where I live, which means the majority of the flights out of where I live are actually flown on Alaska. So I decided to get their mileage card, which means I have a credit card. I buy all my flights on it because I get bonus miles for doing that. And then I use that card for specific purchases. those cards, those mileage cards, also have perks to them, which people don't think about. Usually, it's benefits like a free checked bag, potential lounge access, companion fares. So if you and your friend, your partner, your spouse, your parent want to go somewhere, you can use that companion fare, which is usually $99 to $100, to fly them anywhere in the world for that price. So mileage credit cards can be a huge perk for people, and it can also be a way for you to accumulate more miles on your mileage plan to then get those free upgrades, get those free flights by booking in the app. Super simple. That's tip number two, get a mileage card. Now, how is that free? I get a lot of questions about this. How can using a mileage credit card be free? And if the credit card has an annual fee, okay, you're right, it's not free. Some cards do, some cards don't. Like I said, read the fine print. But using a mileage credit card to make the purchases for things you have to buy allows you to accumulate miles for those bills you have to pay. And I'm not talking about the fun stuff. I'm talking about your electric bill, your cell phone bill, your utility bills, your Netflix subscription. Not all of us have to pay for that, but most of us do. Those types of bills, if you use a credit card to pay for them, you accumulate the miles. Here's how it's free. You pay the credit card off in full that month, and you never pay a penny of interest to the bank that has issued the credit card. That is how you travel hack your mileage account. Super simple, super straightforward. The key is do not overspend and pay the bill in full. If you can't do that, mileage cards are not for you. Enroll in the free airline program, and when you fly, collect your miles. Now, tip number three, partner miles. This is a big one. This is one that a lot of people don't know about. And it's not just airline to airline. There are a lot of ways that airlines partner with other companies to provide different mileage solutions to you. So let me give you an example. Delta Airlines has a partnership with Starbucks and Instacart. Here's how it works. If you have a Starbucks account, you use the app, which how many of us are getting coffee at Starbucks? Most of us are. Let's just face the reality. We all love a good Starbucks coffee. If you have your Starbucks app and you link it to your free Delta Mileage Plan account, every time you spend a dollar at Starbucks, you get a mile on Delta. You heard me right. Every time you buy your $5 cup of coffee, you get 5 miles on Delta. And obviously that's not a huge amount of miles, but if you're buying a lot of Starbucks and you're traveling a lot, this is going to help boost your mileage number to help you upgrade seats. Instacart also has a relationship with Delta Airlines. Every time you purchase something on Instacart, you will receive credit for the dollar figure you spent on Instacart on your Delta account. So if you're spending $300 a month on Instacart and Starbucks combined, guess what? You're getting 300 miles on Delta just for linking the apps. By Delta partnering with Starbucks and Instacart, you're automatically getting miles for the things that you're buying on those two apps. These miles are free for you to use to upgrade a seat and or buy a flight. So linking these accounts just gives you that added perk. It may not be a ton of miles, but it's still money in your pocket on the back end. The next partnership I want to talk about that leads to free miles is Lyft and Alaska Airlines. Alaska Airlines allows you to get a point for every dollar you spend for every Lyft ride you do. So if you do a $25 Lyft ride to the airport, Alaska Airlines will credit your Alaska mileage account. Pretty easy partnership. All you have to do is link the two accounts in the apps. Very simple, free points, more free miles, especially if you have to ride with Lyft. The last one I want to talk about today is Uber and Marriott. Now, I realize there's a lot more partnerships out there than the three I'm discussing today, which are Starbucks, Instacart, and Delta, Lyft and Alaska, and Uber and Marriott, which I'm going to get to in just a moment. There are more out there. So please do the research, figure out what airline you like, and go onto their app. They'll tell you who their partners are, and you can start connecting apps and getting points for things you're spending money on. But let's go back to Uber and Marriott. Marriott is one of the sponsors of the NFL. So a lot of the times I travel, I stay in a Marriott. That's how the team set me up. When I stay at Marriott, I am actually enrolled in the Marriott Rewards program. So I get points for every stay, even though I'm technically not personally paying for the hotel rooms. It's part of my compensation package. I still get the points for the room. Win-win. So definitely sign up. Even if you're not paying for the room, get your points because it's free stays in the future. But because I stay at Marriott's about 90% of the time, Marriott has a relationship with Uber and Uber Eats. Yes, you heard that right. So when I am staying in a hotel, I typically use Uber Eats because I get points on Uber Eats towards my Marriott account. So if I need to order food, which does happen, I get in late, things occur, I order Uber Eats. What are you going to do? I will actually use Uber Eats over Grubhub because Uber Eats gives me points towards my Marriott account for every dollar that I spend, which leads me to free nights in a Marriott hotel when I want to take a personal vacation. So again, looking at where you spend, how you spend, and what airline might work for you is a great way to utilize partnership miles and earn more miles with other companies that you are using or spending money with. Now, I want to go back to when we talked about enrolling in an airline program, a mileage program. The same process applies for hotels. Every hotel chain has a rewards program, and every time you stay, you get points on that program towards free nights. So just like airlines, fourth tip here is that you should be using your hotel miles in the same conjunction with your flight miles. So if you know you're going to stay at a certain hotel brand, whether that's Hyatt, Hilton, or Marriott, or any of the others that exist, those are just the main three that I utilize all the time, enroll in their rewards program. It's free. It costs you nothing to do, and you can accumulate those rewards. So again, we have covered so much so far, but I want to recap because this is very important. Everything we've talked about so far is free. Enrolling in an airline program. Get your miles, get them for free. Mileage credit cards. If utilized correctly, they shouldn't cost you anything. Partner miles. Who are you spending money with, and what airlines do those companies partner with so you can get miles on those airlines? And then hotel enrollment programs. Just like a mileage program on an airline, hotels have the exact same thing for free nights. So there's four travel hacks right there, right out of the gates that you can start using. Now I want to talk about travel when you're on the road, because this is a big one. Once we get to our destination, how are we getting around? Well, just like airlines and hotels, rental car companies also have free programs. I personally use National or Enterprise each time I travel because Enterprise has a deal with the NFL. Most NFL teams use them as a rental car carrier. Some teams use National. So I have rewards accounts with both companies. When you rent with a rental car company, they give you points towards a free rental in the future. I will say that rental car company points kind of suck. And I hate to say that. Sorry, Enterprise. Sorry, National. It just is what it is. You have to rent with them a lot to get one free car rental. I mean, we're talking like 20 or 30 days of rentals before I might get one free rental. That being said, I travel a lot, so I might rack up two or three, maybe four free days in a year. If you are not an avid traveler, you're only traveling once or twice a year, it's probably going to take you quite a while to build up those points. The good news is they don't expire. So just know that it's not as fast of a turnaround as the mileage points on a travel card for airlines or the points that you're going to receive through hotels, because they do incentivize you a bit more. Rental car companies, not as much. And if you are landing and deciding, I don't want a rental car, figure out if Uber or Lyft are the best fit for you and ride with the company that gives you the most partner points, because why spend the money and not get something for it? I'm a big proponent of, if I have to ride with Lyft and I know I have to pay them, I love that on the back end, I get points towards my Alaska mileage plan that I can use to upgrade my seat later. Again, if I have to spend it, I'd love to earn something for it. Just put those partnerships together, make it easy. It'll take you 5 minutes. I'm going to throw a sixth tip in here. It's actually something that most of us know, but we forget to talk about it when we talk about travel. If you are traveling and you need to check a bag, you need to get a luggage tag. You can buy them on Amazon for $20 and you can see where your luggage is in real time. Now, if you do not have to check a bag, I encourage you not to. Try to travel light and smart. Keeping all your belongings with you guarantees that you do not lose them. I understand that we all have to check bags once in a while, if not every time we travel. And I realize bags get lost a lot. To avoid that happening, luggage tag your bag. That way you can find it, you know where it's at. And hopefully, if it is lost, which does happen more often than not, you actually get your luggage back quickly because you know exactly where it is, even if it ends up in the wrong airport across the country, which has happened to me a couple of different times. So that is your travel light, travel smart, and get a luggage tag if you have to check a bag. My last travel hack, and I realize we're up to seven now, so a little more than five, but this one came to mind as I was talking through this. Because I travel as often as I do, and I'm in airports anywhere between 2 to 8 times a week in certain parts of the year, I have found that I was spending thousands of dollars on snacks and water at the airport. Now, I did a little math. So I went, I fly all over the country. I've gone to Chicago, Minneapolis, Detroit, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Dallas. You name the West Coast. I've been at every airport on the West Coast, top to bottom, start to finish, SeaTac down to LAX, over to Phoenix, up to Vegas, out to Colorado. I've seen them all. Here is the common consensus. The average bottle of water sells between $3 and $4. Now, that's an average. In places like O'Hare or Minneapolis, I've paid upwards of $6 to $7 for a bottle of water. And we're not talking like the huge smart water bottles. No, I'm talking like a little tiny Dasani. Last year during the NFL season, I decided I really wanted to see how much I was spending in airports on food and water. Let's just start with the water bottles. I averaged about $4 a bottle on the 50 trips that I took. Now, when I say 50 trips, that's actually 100 different airport visits because to and from. So I was spending $400 to $500 on water. Just water. That doesn't even include my snacks. My snacks were about another $1,000 for a 4 to 5 month period. I said, what am I doing? That's $1,500 I'm wasting on water. So at the end of the season last year, from December 1st to January 1st, when I had to travel, I traveled to five teams in a matter of 4 weeks, right before Christmas. So it was quite a bit of travel, probably 15 trips somewhere in that ballpark. I bought a $24 water bottle on Amazon, and I bought all of my snacks before I went to the airport. And I ended up saving about $350 in snacks and water for that trip. Now, I realize I travel more than the average person. I get that. But if you are going on a vacation, I encourage you, take a water bottle from home, fill it up. Every airport has drink stations and water fountains somewhere. Fill up your water bottle once you get through TSA pre-check. TSA. I'm a pre-check girl. I like my pre-check. $78 for 5 years. Get yourself pre-check. But once you get through TSA, go fill up your water bottle. You spend $24 once versus $4 to $6 every time you're in the airport. Additionally, a bag of chips is like $6.99 at an airport. You can go buy, and we're talking a snack size bag, guys. We're not talking like the full size regular chip bag. You can go get the whole size regular chip bag for $4.99 at the grocery store. Putting those numbers into perspective, we absolutely, with 100% certainty, should avoid buying snacks at the airport if we can. Sorry, airports, I realize I'm dipping into your revenue here, but the prices are just outrageous. And with things being as much as they cost right now, it does not make sense to buy anything at an airport if you can avoid it. There you have it, guys. This was a lot of information crammed into a very, very short podcast today. So I would encourage you, go research the airline that hubs in your home city. Figure out where and how you would travel if you want to, even if it's one time a year or one time every other year, and enroll in the programs that are going to start earning you points so you can travel for free. Because travel hacking is incredibly possible, even if you do not travel all that often. Traveling with the NFL has taught me a lot about how the travel world works, and I hope that you can take some of this information and apply the free options to your travel lifestyle hacks for this coming year. Remember to sign up for the My Money Bag newsletter, which is my weekly coaching guide to help you stay financially fit. I'll share money training tools, news, and best practices for you to stay on top of your money game. It's all about training your money like a pro athlete trains for success and staying financially fit with me, Coach Hill. See you next time.